Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Pork sword.
Pork sword. So quiet.
Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Choco Podcast. How was that? Was that right?
That was really good. Yay! There was so much energy in that.
So much energy. It's because I took a big deep breath.
You did.
Before we started.
She was really preparing.
Yeah, I'm basically a professional.
Well, let's not go that far.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm wounded.
So how are you? Oh, we should say who we are. I'm Holly.
I'm Kay.
Yay. We're up to episode 16, so that's exciting.
Yeah, 16 is a good number. It's yeah. When you can start having sex.
Oh, the best kind of
it
number.
Is right. I haven't got that wrong.
No, that is right. You haven't just been illegally having sex with lots of 16-year-olds.
No, I haven't, because I haven't.
No.
So it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving on.
So how have you been, Kate?
I'm good. I started a new job while you were away.
You did.
When you weren't looking, I was like, ah ha, I got a new job.
And then I came back and everything was different. I got a little scared.
So yeah. In this new world. And you've been in New York. How's that?
It was so good.
Yeah.
I ate so much food.
Did you have a bagel?
I did have a bagel.
How was the bagel?
Oh my God, it was so good. We went to this random little cafe,
yeah.
Got a bagel. And then, out of nowhere, this man came out wearing a really shitty bagel costume.
Sorry, what's a bagel costume? Is it just like a rubber ring?
It's like a big bagel. Round thing, so his arms and legs were sticking out.
Oh my God.
And he had this bit, and it was really shitty. It was quite dirty.
Yeah.
And he went out, and he started doing the weirdest interpretive dance I've ever seen. And I was literally just looking at it, I was like, this is a fever dream. I'm not actually seeing this, am I?
And you saw this dirty bagel man doing a dance, and you were like, yeah.
No, I was already eating.
You'd had the bagel yes. at that point, and you were like, ugh.
See, I wouldn't see that and think, you know what? Yeah, I am going to go into that place of the dirty bagel outside.
I want to munch
outside.
On that man. He looks delicious.
But he was doing this kind of like wavy arm movement and like all this like interpretive modern dance. And I was like, it's like you can tell like, he has had, like, you know, 3 years of drama school and this is my moment.
Well, one day he'll be the bagel. On Bagel Way.
Yeah.
Bagel Way. It doesn't work, however, I say it, so...
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Broadway!
Oh!
Did you go to Broadway?
I went to the street, yes.
Is it musical?
No.
Okay. Speaking of musicals, guess what I did?
What did you do?
I saw a musical!
Oh, which
yeah,
one?
Gypsy.
Was it good?
It was really good. You know, it had Imelda Staunton in it.
Oh, I like her.
Umbridge. And yes. I only realised about half an hour, not even half an hour, 15 minutes before the end, that I knew the other actress in it. Because she'd been like dressed up all mousy and she didn't have any makeup on. And then right at the end, she puts loads of makeup on. I was like, it's you from the thing. Have you seen Sherlock?
Yes.
She's the one who's naked a lot. The one who like... Sherlock, spoilers for a really old book, falls in love with.
Oh, the sexy one.
Yeah, and she was sexy at the end, and I was like, hot damn.
God damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was, it was so good. The songs were amazing. Yeah. They can all sing really well.
Well, you should hope so in a musical.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you see, like, Chicago starring this Coronation Street actress, and you're like, oh.
It's not going to be that good, is it?
No.
That's the thing. A lot of the older actors, actually a lot of the classic actors, they often do, like, music training. So they can often sing.
Because, like, Anne Hathaway is always in the musicals. And you're like, but why? And then, like, you know, Hugh Jackman, you're like, but why? And then it turns out they've all just done singing.
I must say, at the end of Les Miserables, the film, I was so ready to never hear Hugh Jackman's voice ever again.
I hate his singing voice so much.
There was just so much of it. Like, every time there'd be, like, someone would be singing a nice song, like,
Hugh Jackman would be like, it's time for Hugh Jackman!
He'd butt in. I'd be like, I don't want to hear you now, Hugh Jackman. I'm listening to the nice, pretty little...
Luckily, he wasn't in Gypsy. The one musical he's not been in. Well, I can't say that for sure. But there's only, like, one dude in it, and he's really old, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It was really good. Yeah. Really, really good.
I haven't seen a musical in ages. I really want to see one.
Go and see Gypsy. I don't know who told me, but it's really good.
I really want to see...
Book of Mormon.
I've seen Book of Mormon.
God damn it, I haven't.
It's so good. I want to see it again. It's that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's really good.
What other musicals are out at the moment?
I want to see Matilda.
Oh, I've seen Matilda.
I really want to see
it's
Matilda.
It's so clever.
Yeah, I want to see Matilda.
Like, I don't want to be one of those people that's like, oh, the lyrics and Jim Minchin were so smart, but like...
But it is!
You listen to the song and you're like, oh, this is good. And then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, holy shit!
Yeah.
This man's got like two brains, probably.
Mm-hmm. At least. Shit. It's happened. We've merged into a hive mind.
We are Kate and Holly.
Hello, we are Kate and Holly, also known as... colleagues.
Or hate. I'm up for hate.
Yeah.
So we've still got some more time to talk about what we've been doing.
Last night I finally finished playing Until Dawn. Do you not like it?
I haven't played it, but it's a horror game.
Oh yeah, you don't like scary. I really enjoyed playing it. We played it. It was me, my brother, and my boyfriend, and a friend of ours that was staying with us. We all sat around like a horror film. Had a couple of beers and just, like, played this game and, like, shouted out the decisions we wanted to make.
Yeah.
And it was, it's really fun. And it was a lot better than I was expecting it to be.
I've heard it's really good, but it's a horror game, so I'm never going to play it.
Oh, man, it's really good.
I said,
oh, maybe it's this thing for, like, one of the major, like, twists in it. And I got it right. And, my God, I felt like a god. I was like, I am Jesus right now. Not that it went to a head or anything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I guess the ending of The Prestige. The Prestige.
What?
You know that film with Hugh Jackman?
Okay, you are Hugh Jackman obsessed at the moment.
I also guessed the ending of Wolverine. I guessed that he would become the Wolverine.
That's, you did not. No one guessed that.
I did.
Is that the one with David Bowie in it? For some reason.
There's two of them. And I've only seen one. Because there's Wolverine, which is like the origin.
No, I mean The Prestige.
Oh, The Prestige, yeah.
You know, with David Bowie, where he plays Professor X all of a sudden.
Young Professor X, aka David Bowie. No, he is in The Prestige. He plays Nikola Tesla.
That's it. Well,
fun fact, when I was in Croatia recently, we were doing this tour on Segways.
Yeah. Very nice.
Around the city.
I hope you nicked one so we can start up our business.
I did actually wear a full-length dress just to test out if it was billowy. And Joe took a video, which he hasn't put up anywhere.
What?
I'll get him to send it to you.
Yes.
It's billowy.
Oh, I bet it looks majestic.
You have to wear a helmet, which is less majestic.
Well, then you could put a wig on the helmet, so you've got your perfect wedding hair on the helmet.
Anyway, while we were zooming around Croatia, we went to this building and she was like, oh, this is the Croatian town hall. And we were like, cool. And there was this big plaque on it in Croatian, but it said Nikola Tesla. And we were like, oh, what's that about? And she goes, well, Nikola Tesla came here with his like super amazing patent for the thing he invented. Alternating current?
Yes.
Yeah. And apparently the Croatian government were like, lol, no, get out.
Was Nikola Tesla Russian? What was
he's not Croatian.
Yeah,
I don't know what nationality he is, but he's not Croatian. So they have a statue and a plaque of Nikola Tesla, despite the fact, A, he's not Croatian, and B, they've rejected him. He went to Croatia and they were like, no. And then they were like, well, we're pretty proud of this.
That's like the publisher being like, the publishers that did not publish Harry Potter.
Yeah, like, hey, join us.
J.K. Rowling was here at some point.
She came into this room. I looked her in the eye. Work with us. We're great. We met her once.
Yeah, I looked her in the eye and I said no.
That's how good we are. That's how high our standards are. Yeah, so that was weird. And the statue of him's really big. And it's like in the middle of the city.
That is weird.
I mean, Tesla's great, but I don't think he was a fan of Croatia.
Yeah, it's like I was in New York. I went to Central Park. It's lovely. And walking around, it's like, oh, it's so nice. Yeah. And it's, they had... loads of really, like, random, not random, because they're big historical figures, but none of them were American in Central Park.
Oh.
They had, like, they had Shakespeare, then they had, like, a Polish king, then they had, like, and I was like, none of these people are American. And I was like, maybe America, because it's, you know, so young, it's just borrowing people.
You know who's great? These guys.
These guys are great.
And us, we're great. What? Like, if they just had a statue of, like, an American, and they were like, yeah, he's great too.
Generic American
man.
Yeah,
he's up there with Shakespeare and that king from Poland that one time. Good times.
It's great.
Cool.
But I one of the things I discovered is, you said you discovered when you went to LA that biscuits aren't biscuits.
No, the weird
biscuits
scone
are like really buttery, flaky scones. Ugh. Oh, they're delicious.
Ugh.
They're really good.
Not when you ask for a biscuit and they're like, here's your biscuit, and you're like, sorry, no, where's my biscuit?
Where's my actual biscuit?
Like, if they gave me a Jaffa cake, I'd be like, it's not a biscuit, but yeah, all right. But if they gave me a scone, I'd be like, no, take it back.
It's like, I would like the cod, please. Here's your turkey.
I mean, turkey's also great, but I was looking forward to cod.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to a good digestive.
But I did have, it was a breakfast at a place called Bubby's.
Bubby's.
Which is a great name anyway.
Yeah.
And then I had a breakfast, and it was freshly made biscuits with pulled pork.
Breakfast.
Smoked hollandaise.
Ugh.
And it was like an Eggs Benedict, but with pulled pork. Okay. And with a freshly made hash brown, which is the nicest thing ever. Ooh. And I was kind of like, I was like, this is a weird breakfast. But I had it and I was like, this is the best breakfast. Pulled pork for every breakfast.
What was the best meal you had in New York?
It's very difficult. I went to a Mexican place called Toloache, I think.
Okay.
And I think it didn't like, you'd probably just walk past it. You wouldn't really like it, just, you know, any other restaurant. But I saw it had loads of really good views. So I was like, oh, let's go there. And oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
I've never had Mexican food like that. It was so good.
What did you have? Tell me.
I had like a quesadilla with truffle and mushroom and this cheese and cactus, which was amazing.
Okay.
And then I had this chicken, which was like, I don't know, it had all these spices and it had like this kind of homemade salsa with it. I don't know, it was amazing. But we accidentally went on Mexican Independence Day.
Okay.
And so we were like the only tourists in there.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So on Mexican Independence Day, everyone goes to Mexican restaurants in New York.
I guess so. Well, that's what it looked like from where we were sitting.
I mean, on American Independence Day, I go to Mexico and eat burgers.
I go to TGIF.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been playing? I know what you've been playing because the little console is sitting
right next to me.
Yeah,
look, everybody, this is what I've been playing.
Look at it.
It's like show and tell, but you haven't got any eyes. If you genuinely don't have any eyes, I'm very sorry for laughing at you just then. I've been playing Persona 4.
Yeah. That's the only one I've played, and I haven't finished it, so I'm no expert. But carry on.
How far in are you?
Not very far. I played it for a bit, and then I think something else came out, and I got distracted. And you know, it's like, getting back into a game is difficult. Getting back into a Persona game is even more difficult.
Because you go back, and you're like, oh, I've forgotten what everything is.
It's like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I've been talking to, because obviously a lot of people I know have played Persona, and they're like, play Persona, Kate, you're going to love it. So I keep going up to them and being like, what does this mean? Why have I got cards? Why do I have to make friends with people? And they're like,
the making friends confused me. I was like, how do I make friends? And then it was like, I think Chie asked me for a date and I was like, no, I'm all right. Because I was like, we're friends. I don't want to ruin that. But then I felt really bad. And I was like, and was I meant to go on a date with her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really get it. But people keep telling me it's going to become more obvious soon. Mm. So far what I've figured out
is, it's very slow burning.
It's like Pokemon, but the Pokemon are friendships, and everyone keeps getting sucked into the TV, but only when it's foggy, so you have to rescue them before it stops being foggy. And there's a Teddy that lives inside the TV.
I love Teddy,
and he's really sarcastic.
His voice is amazing,
kind of sassy.
Do you listen to the, like, have you heard the actual, he sounds like Gilbert Gottfried, and
he reminds me of, have you ever seen the Harry Potter musical?
No.
It's one of my favourite things, and I'm going to make you watch it.
Oh, God.
It's basically, you know Darren Criss from Glee?
Maybe.
You know?
Which
He's
one is
kind
he?
Kind of the cute one with the dark hair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so originally, before Glee, he starred as Harry Potter in a Harry Potter musical.
Okay.
He wrote a lot of the music and the lyrics.
I think I've seen this, actually.
Yay!
Yeah, this rings a bell.
Basically, the character Teddy sounds like the guy who plays Dumbledore.
What? Yeah. Why does Dumbledore sound like Gilbert Gottfried?
He's got this really weird voice. I wish I could show you, but he's like, "Hello, everybody! Welcome to Hogwarts!"
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, Dumbledore!
What happened to you?
Anyway, it's a great musical, and there's three of them.
Have you ever listened to Gilbert Gottfried reading extracts of 50 Shades of Grey?
It's the way he says, "Clitoris!
My clitoris!"
Oh!
No. Gilbert Gottfried is my spirit animal.
Really?
Yeah, I love him. Not as much as I love, I was about to say it, I can't remember their name.
Yeah.
Him. Oh man, I can see him in my face.
In your face.
I can see him in my head. Not my face. It's quite late. We're doing this podcast late.
It's like 10 past 10.
It's late for me.
This is not late for you.
No, it's
You're
not.
You're up until 4 a.m. dancing and... and partying.
That's the thing, I can dance the night away, but I can't speak.
Who's the person you can see in your face? Okay. Who are you talking about?
Right, I'm going to have to...
You're going
to
Google someone, you don't know their name.
No, I... Them. Oh man, no, I do. I can see his...
What's he in films of?
He did like one film where he got... And then he's gone a bit kind of mental and...
That could be anyone.
Okay, right, literally, I'm going to have to ask my brother. Hold the thought for a second.
Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you about... Oh, God. I'm going to describe the room to you. There's some Warhammer and a TV and there's some birds. But they're made of Lego. They're not real birds. Holly, come back! I'm terrible at this! Holly's got it. She knows
Gary
who it is.
Gary
Busey. Who looks like Gary Busey? I've forgotten what we're talking about.
What? No, I was just saying I'm obsessed with Gary Busey.
You're obsessed with him. Not to the point where you can remember his name.
No, not at all. But me and my friend in the first year of uni, he used to do... Gary Busey, basically, it's a bit sad when I found out the full story. He was like an Oscar-nominated actor and he's doing really well. He had a really bad crash.
Aww.
And then ever since then, he's just been really weird and people now think it might be brain damage.
No, that's really sad, honey.
Okay, no, but he's not in touch with reality, should we say. But my...
he's got brain damage.
But my God, he gives it a go. And basically, he does... he still does stuff now and then. And he does YouTube things where he, like, answers people's questions and things like that. And me and my friend sent in so many letters and so many emails. And he never answered our question.
Gary.
Come on, Gary.
Actually, you know, speaking of people who are kind of... sad little underdogs that Holly finds very intriguing.
Oh gosh.
We were watching First Dates.
Oh,
is that what
yes.
it's called? First Dates?
Yes, First Dates.
So
on
basically,
Channel 4.
It's like one of those, you know, Guardian columns where they're like, we took two strangers and made them date and then made them write about it. Lol, it's that, but it's on TV. And so they pick people that are kind of matched up in like one sense.
Yeah.
Like they'll both be filmed saying things like, I really like licking people's eyeballs. And you'll be like, oh, these guys are a match made in heaven.
I remember there was literally one where, you know, at the beginning they have like a generic kind of, you know, some people think they'll find love. Others think they'll find it. And they show like little clips, like little snips from the series. And like the last series, it was like, you know, some people are just made for each other or something like that. And then I had a clip of two people going, I go on holiday with my mum every year. And then everyone was like, me too. I was like, really?
Wow.
That's the big connection.
So much in common.
So saucy.
But, I mean, what are the memorable ones? There was a guy called...
We watched the first two episodes of the latest series.
What's the man called?
Which one, the cute one?
Louis! Okay, so he's this really posh, like 25, 26-year-old from Oxford. But he's really shy, and he keeps, like, getting a stutter whenever he gets nervous.
He gets really flustered, and he gets, like, starts blushing. And basically, because I saw, like, on Twitter and stuff, going, the internet is a draw with this shy guy.
Yeah, and that BuzzFeed kind of, like, the way they do with Bake Off people as well.
And so I was like, yeah, all right. And then watched it and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, now I was, you're in love with him.
I was literally squealing into my pillow in my hands, just like, oh my God.
But there was also the 39-year-old from Kent who kind of looked like a Barbie, but like...
melted.
Oh, that's harsh.
What?
She had like very, very long hair extensions.
To be fair, they both looked strange.
And, yeah, she's matched up with this 39-year-old.
We couldn't believe they were 39. We were literally like, this is the conversation of two 80-year-olds.
But she was, like, she kept laughing at things that kind of weren't funny. Yeah. Like, they were talking about Chris, and she was like, what's your favourite Chris?
Oh, podcast. We're going to refer to people from Kent.
Like half my family's from Kent.
Although she did do a thing where she was like, I like cheese balls!
Cheese balls!
And I lost it. I was like, I want to marry this woman.
And she was like, oh, shall we get some dessert? And he was like, yeah, what do you want? And she was like, a cheese board! I really want a cheese board! And he was like, I like Stilton. And she was like,
it was, she was watching it. I was like, is this actually happening?
She was kind of cool.
Oh man, I was in love with her by the end. I was like, she was like, I probably sound like a twat. And I was like, I love you. I love you so much.
She came in and she was sort of, looked like she was going to fall over because her shoes were too big. And at the start, you were like, oh my God.
You think you check that before you go on TV?
Well, she must have walked from the taxi like, oh dear.
Oh, shit.
But then, like, by the end of it, she was kind of just, she just sort of said what she wanted to. She was like, yeah, we should go and have sex. And the guy was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But you should get a car so we can visit each other.
Oh, yeah, he was like, oh, I don't have a car. She was like, get a car, you lazy twat. And I was like,
literally what she said.
I was like, that's amazing.
So good.
You have to watch it. So yeah, First Dates on Channel 4.
Yeah.
You have to watch it. It's incredible.
The thing that used to be called like 4OD and now it's...
All four. Which isn't as good as 4OD because that always sounded good in a Geordie accent. 4OD.
4D.
4OD.
4D.
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 4D. Wow, we're naturals at podcasting.
I did a Geordie. I got a Geordie accent. Oh,
there was a bit with a really posh guy. He said something, and we couldn't understand what he was saying. He was just like, we're like, what? Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what happened. What? I had my first day back at uni today.
Yay! So did you get new stationery?
Yeah, I got new stationery. I went with my big space backpack.
She's got a new bag from the back to school range, probably.
It actually probably depressingly was. It was in a sale, so bless. Yeah. But it's space on a backpack. It's space. Cool.
Yes.
But yeah, and I was just, and yeah, I forgot. Like, back in Newcastle, I was pretty much, you know, I was pretty posh.
I thought you were going to be like, I was pretty cool.
I was pretty cool.
I was one of the cool guys.
I was one of the cool kids. No,
leather jacket, motorbike.
I was a tunnel snake back in Newcastle.
Those aren't the cool guys.
Yeah, they are. Tunnel snakes rule.
Do they, though? No.
They do.
I think those guys are lame. If you have to make, like, a sad little gang in a vault, you're kind of lame.
They had jackets. They had matching jackets, which is the coolest thing
we all
know.
How did they get them? Where did they get them from?
Found them.
In the vault?
Made them.
That's lame. No. They took sewing classes to make their lame jackets because they're lame.
They live in a vault. What else are they going to do? But anyway, so back in Newcastle, I was pretty posh. I came down to London and went to university. And oh my God, there are so many posh people. And I was literally in... We did a thing today where we were looking at the booth maps from Victorian London, which show kind of the poverty maps and show wealth and stuff like that. And so we had to, like, look at where we live now and see how it's changed over the years. It's quite interesting. And so I was looking up and, like, most people kind of... And there's a few people, she was like, yeah, so I'm in Covent Garden and actually it hasn't really changed.
It's been posh for the entirety of London's existence, pretty much.
There was one woman, I think she was talking about her daughter, so I think she was a mature student. Mm-hmm. Well, she was a mature student. And she was like, yeah, so I live in Hampstead Heath and I looked it up and it literally hasn't changed because we really value our space.
Ah!
And I was like, I didn't choose to live in East London and have it all change around me. Like, what?
There's also more space in Newcastle, really, isn't there? Because no one lives there.
Because we value our space.
Yeah.
And so I realised at that point that I was probably scum to these people.
The kind of people that think Londoners invented green spaces are the kind of people that should... I don't want to say get in the sea because I think no one likes get in the sea. Mm. Get in the bin.
Yeah.
Just like
get a non-green space.
Yeah, just put them in the bin. Maybe they can be recycled. I don't know. Just go somewhere else. Please. Speaking of posh people.
Yes.
I was telling you about my blind date that I did at university. Yes.
Kate went on a blind date.
I stupidly agreed to do...
It sounds amazing.
...a blind date column. Because, like, I really enjoyed writing for the paper.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be quite a fun thing to write.
It is but
as long as you're trying, but it would be difficult not to make it offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the worst thing was, I was also kind of, I didn't tell you this earlier, I was also kind of doing it to try and get over someone.
Oh.
And so I went on my blind date.
Oh God.
In this bar. There's like three bars in Exeter.
Yeah.
So you'll never guess who came into the same bar.
Oh God.
Yeah. The guy I was trying to get over.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm on my blind date.
Why don't you tell people the name of the guy you went on a blind date with?
No. Because what if he listens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, his name was Ronnie. Which Holly really enjoys. Because he was like...
It was the one that she went posh. She went... Yeah, he was really posh. His name was Ronnie. I was like, those two things don't go together. They don't go together.
He was...
My name's Ronnie.
I believe he was wearing a tweed jacket.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think I made fun of him.
Because this is the thing. We are hardly, you know... We're hardly, you know, from the ghetto. Let's be honest. But my God. Like, yeah. These are the kind of people that can't close their mouths when they speak.
Right. He was really nice. And we had a lot in common. He did the same degree as me, which obviously attracts a lot. Posh people, because it's Latin and Greek.
His name was Ronnie, though.
Ronnie.
Sorry if your name is Ronnie out there. We love you, really, but come on.
but yeah, it went okay. We did that thing of giving each other a 7 at the end, because we're like, well, God, I'm not going to do it again.
I thought you were going to say a semi.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
You know when you go on a date and everyone gets a semi?
Yeah.
That's the way you know it's gone well.
That's the thing.
Because everyone's, you know...
But not a full...
Packing bonus.
Yeah, not a full thing. Just a little...
Too keen.
Bit of a twitch.
I only give a semi on the first date.
Yeah, that's fair.
Second date, maybe like... Maybe...
What was that? In case that she's flapping her hands up and down.
It was indicating like the...
Levels of arousal.
Like 3/4 of the way up. Like it's like, oh, hello. And then third date, that's when you go
full
way.
That's fair enough. It was like we were talking about... leaving on from the discussion of bad dates and things like that. We were talking about on Facebook, you know, stickers... Stickers often send. You know, it's not like you have to go press it, then send. They just send.
You accidentally click on one, it's just like, ha! It's done.
Yeah, and it's out there. And stickers are generally quite strange things.
Yeah. I mean, there's the pushing ones, which are fairly like, it's a cat doing some weird stuff. And you're like, cool, that's okay.
Yeah.
There's also one that's a fish in a suit.
Business fish.
And he's my favourite, but you don't want to accidentally send the one where he's saying, I love you, to your housemate who you've only just met. Because, you know, that might be seen as a bit weird.
Yes, that's right. Kate did send a sticker of a fish in a suit shouting, I love you, at her new flatmate.
I mean, you know, it's only downhill from there.
Yeah. Although, I do have another one.
Yes.
Where, again... Got to be quite general with this. I met up with a guy once, and you know, we were kind of messaging and stuff. You know, just kind of half-heartedly, kind of messaging. And you know, he's a little bit older, and so I was trying to be, you know, kind of
cool.
Play it cool, trying to play it cool, and be like, yeah, you know, it's fine,
yeah, maybe,
maybe, I don't know, I don't care. Yeah, and then, not gonna lie, I was a little bit tipsy. Did not mean to do this.
Sure.
I sent Pusheen. With hearts coming out above its head. Yeah. And I was just like... And I said, I messaged Kate as soon as I did it. Like, Kate, I just sent this guy a pusheen with heart comes out. And you're like, that's hilarious.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure he's not creeped out by that.
I'm sure he's like, no, this is fine.
It's fine. This girl that I've met once, who now has a cat with hearts.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's just how it goes.
She's, you know, she's cool, yeah.
So cool.
She's dead cool.
I mean, he did meet you, so he probably wasn't thinking that. Unless you had your tunnel snakes jacket on.
Well, I always have my tunnel snakes jacket on, because they rule, okay?
Tunnel snakes rule.
Oh, now you change your mind.
I just have now the song in my head. I like the song.
There's a song?
Yeah, it's basically someone's just remixed them saying tunnel snakes rule. We're the tunnel snakes. That's us. And we rule.
That's
rule,
fair.
Rule, rule.
That's true.
That
they
was
do.
Really musical. should we move on?
Yes, let's move on.
Move on. I have a challenge. Because we're going to do it alternate weeks now.
Yes.
Which means we can talk for longer about absolutely nothing.
About bullshit.
Yes.
That's what makes it fun.
I don't want you to see it, so give me
okay,
your thing.
Okay, so you
okay,
take the thing.
I'm going to try not to break anything.
You may hear clattering.
Okay.
I think
this has gone okay.
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 Hello, people. You can still hear us?
Oh, no. What's happened?
What have you done?
I don't know. And we're back.
Hello. know, nice and calm now. It's all good.
Everything's fine and nothing went wrong. Are you ready for my challenge?
I am so ready.
So I've picked a rather topical one.
Okay, yeah.
As you probably know, because you've seen the title already.
Yes, Kate has saved this onto my desktop.
Just so, for future reference.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried. I may be put on a list. Yeah. What is here?
I mean, I had to Google a lot of things, and some of them were quite interesting. That's why I was giggling.
Yeah, Kate was looking. We were having some dinner. Very nice. Kate was on my laptop doing some research, and she just kept on looking disgusted and giggling.
Yes, and I was what? But let's not go into that. So, like I said, this is topical. Yeah. You know what's happened today?
What has happened today?
The news has broken that the leader of our country, that's the Prime Minister and not the Queen, may have put his genitals inside of a pig's mouth.
A dead pig's mouth.
Well, that makes it better.
It wouldn't bite.
So, I was thinking, you know, I want to test you on your knowledge of both pigs and sex.
Oh, God.
So, my challenge is called Pigs or Sex?
Oh, God.
It had a longer title, but then it sounds better that way.
Just what? Snappy Pigs or Sex?
Pigs or Sex.
Okay.
Yes. So, what you have to do is I'm going to give you a snippet of a review.
Oh, God.
And you have to tell me whether it's a pork product or a sex product.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Is it pork? Is it porking? Let's find out.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I'm so proud of you right now.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Is this a jumbo sausage roll or is it well-endowed condoms?
Oh, God.
Mm. I'd have to recommend these to anyone who finds normal is just too small.
Oh, God. I'm going to go condoms.
It was Magnum condoms.
Yes.
1 point to you. I'm not actually keeping a tally because who cares? Is this a leg of jamón ibérico?
Oh, God.
Or a book of dick pics?
Okay, okay.
The age difference can be seen in the finished result with the flesh of the younger ones having a lighter pink colour.
Oh my God, that's so good. It's got to be the ham.
It's jamón!
I don't know what, I don't even know what that
it's
is.
It's that really old ham that you get like a big leg and it's in a rack. Yeah, not a book of dick pics.
Disappointing.
Mm-hmm. So is this a sausage or a condom?
Oh God, okay.
The taster pack labelling unfortunately was a bit sparse and didn't have much detail on individual makings, which was a shame.
Sausages?
Sausage!
Oh, I was generally confused with that one, but then I thought individual making. I don't know.
Is this one pork or dildo?
Okay.
Really interesting texture.
Oh,
it could be either one.
It could be. I'm going for dildo.
It was pork.
Oh, no!
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Oh.
Because pigs have ribs.
Oh.
Now, was this guy given a packet of gourmet cocktail sausages to review or a plastic vagina?
Okay.
Mm. I tore the thing open with my teeth. Such was my excitement. And two things became immediately apparent. The first was that there was rather a strong smell. And the second was that it felt utterly delightful.
Oh, God. That's so bad. I'm going to say it's the vagina because he didn't use a plural. It must be.
It is a vagina.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, he was sent a plastic vagina to review and he was super into it.
He ripped the packaging open with his teeth.
He was really excited to get into his plastic vagina.
My God.
Yeah. So is this
that's stupid though, because you don't send someone to go review a restaurant when they're starving.
Well, let's not go into that yet, but
Okay.
Is this condoms or is this ham?
Oh gosh. That question isn't asked enough in society.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's just what is this? What is this ham? Is this condom?
I know!
I can't say it's pink! So many different colours, textures and varieties.
Oh shit, this is really difficult actually.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
We know there were so many, you
like
know,
crossovers.
Similarities. Between things made out of pigs and things you put on your dick.
Wait, so this is ham and condoms?
Ham or condoms.
Read it out again.
So many different colours, textures and varieties.
I'm going to go condoms.
It is condoms.
Okay.
But it could be ham.
It could be ham.
It could be ham.
It really could.
Is this a banger or a marital aid? The raw sausage doesn't appear too dark.
Is it a marital aid called a banger?
No, but oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
It would. I think I hear a patent coming on.
So yeah, the raw sausage doesn't appear too dark. Is it actually talking about sausages, or is it just euphemisms for
penises? The raw
sausage
doesn't seem too dark.
Yeah, because you want a realistic sausage colour, don't you?
A realistic sausage colour, yes. I really like my dildos to be kind of a pale whitey green, pinky colour.
Ew.
Yeah.
Green?
That's what kind of sausages are kind of really
pale. Oh, we're talking about sausages?
Yeah!
Okay. Oh, God! I was worried! Okay.
I see how this confusion can be. I just love my Shrek dildo so much. It's just...
Oh, my God.
Overused is the word I would call it.
Is it a sausage?
Sorry, okay. It's a sausage.
It is a sausage.
Okay.
Luckily. Is this a budget sausage or a butt plug?
Ooh. Mm. Again, a question I need to ask myself more.
What kind of shops are you going to?
At Little?
Yeah, where they've got, like, the butt plug stocked in with the sausages.
But they're all in, like, Swedish names, like, Flugen. It's like, that could be either. I don't know.
Is that the Swedish for butt? I don't know.
Who knows?
It's great value for money, and at the price, definitely puts it in the perfect place to be used as something of a taster or a trial for a more upmarket variant.
Oh, man, that's difficult.
That is difficult.
I think it might be butt plug.
It's a butt plug!
Okay, first of all, if you're going to use butt plugs, surely you want to invest in a nice one first, rather than putting a cheap-ass butt plug in your butt.
Well, if you don't know if you're into butt plugs, you might as well get a
budget
one.
Yeah, but what happens
one?
If it snaps off and it gets lost up there? Like, that's not
you
great.
You should be shopping at Lidl for your butt plug.
There are some things you can go budget on. Butt plugs is not one of them.
Well, that's a review I'm going to submit to this website. There are some things
you can put that in.
Go budget on.
You can put that in my quotes. You know, in Wikipedia, there are quotes. Put that in my quote.
Is this pork burgers or lube?
Oh, God.
Good amount of succulents.
I'm going to go... I'm going lube.
It was a pig.
Oh.
That one was a pig.
I thought that might be a curveball there.
I'd feel a bit disturbed if someone was like, this lube is so succulent.
Well, that's why I thought it might be really weird.
Barbecue spare ribs or vibrating cock rings.
Oh, nice.
All of these are so great out of context. I would not use this again due to the events that happened and have, in fact, thrown it in the bin.
Events that happened?
I know.
What? Cock ring.
It is, and it got lost.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I read this review and they were like, yeah, well, it's really small and it came off and then I couldn't turn it off and we couldn't get it out, so I threw it in the bin. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it got lost up.
No,
receiver.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What?
Got lost up the lady.
What?
Whoop. Up there.
And they couldn't turn it off.
Are
you sure? She was like, oh no, it's lost up there. What? And it won't turn off.
Oh, this is terrible. This cock ring.
What a tragedy.
I'm glad we got not the spare ribs, because...
I'm glad we got the cheap cock ring from Lidl along that butt plug.
Is this one condoms or chipolatas? The flavours are excellent and there's a wide variety to suit every taste.
Oh man, that's a good... Okay, these are really good. Like this, we should turn this into a game show.
Really?
Yeah.
Pigs or sex? The game show?
Yeah.
Would you watch that? Would your parents watch that?
Maybe.
Imagine if you were just like, pigs! Sex! Every time, and
or
then they're like...
Both. Ooh.
Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it does happen.
And you're the Prime Minister, and it's really awkward.
We've all been there, guys.
Awkward.
Come on, we've all been there.
We have. Okay. So, yeah, condoms or chipolatas?
I'm going to say condoms.
It is condoms. It's just the way everyone describes condoms being, like, tasty.
Yeah. Does everyone get the flavoured ones? Is that a what?
Yeah,
and
I guess.
To suit every taste.
Every taste. As long as your taste is condoms.
Yeah, as long as your taste
food.
Is...
food.
Yeah. Lube versions of food.
Is this one referring to a pork pie or a rampant rabbit?
Okay.
I find that rabbits are often too deadening for me.
What?
Are they talking about rabbit in a pie or rabbit in a lady pie?
Okay, I'm going to think that's going to be lady pie.
That is lady
pie. I was like, rabbits are too deadening.
You know when you eat rabbit and it's like, ooh, no.
Oh, deadening.
Deadens my palate. I don't know. Shut up.
Oh, no. Okay, okay. No, I'm still with you.
Is this one sausage or sexage?
What, sausage?
You know, like a sausage. Sausage.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I thought you meant like a sassy sausage.
Well, it could be that.
Okay.
Describing something as a right proper sausage. Is it a sausage, though?
What was it, a sausage or a...
Sexage. Just something to do with sex, okay?
Okay, okay. I'm going to go sexage.
It's sausage.
Oh.
Sausage.
Oh.
They were referring to a sausage, you filthy human.
Oh.
Is this meats or condoms? We were so impressed with these, we gave a pack to senior family members to try and give us their own views.
Oh my god, I wish. I wish it was condoms.
Yeah?
I wish.
Yeah?
This may be a bit of a Madame Caramel situation.
Yeah.
But I think it's sausages.
It was meats.
Oh.
You are correct. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm a bit disappointed.
I know.
I was hoping it would be, try these, they're lovely. They're smashing these.
Grandma, you would just love these.
You would love the strawberry lube used in that God. One.
Is this one referring to bacon or jizz? Smoky without tasting like an ashtray.
I feel like if we ever... on some flute get nominated for something, that sound
we're
bite,
submitting this and they're yeah. like, what is this,
and this that sound oh. bout is just gonna be everything
bacon.
I put
oh jizz. Is it smoky without tasting like an ashtray, salty without imitating a salt lake, and sweet without being cloying?
Oh my god,
bacon or jizz?
Oh,
bacon. It is bacon. Aww. I know.
I was about to say, that's very poetic for
yeah.
jizz.
And I also really don't want to Google for people's jizz reviews.
I'm amazed you didn't, to be honest. You are on my laptop.
Yeah.
Is this... It's when you go to Google it and you say it's already been searched.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Holly!
What have you been doing?
Can you recommend me a good site for jizz reviews?
For jizz reviews, I was trying to think of like an IGN pun, but I couldn't.
IGN.
I jizz n.
I jizz now.
I oh, I'm I getting there. Now. I jizz now. IMDB jizz. Carry on.
Is this a jumbo battered sausage or a huge vibrator?
Oh god. Okay.
This was a little intimidating girthwise.
Oh.
Is it someone just having a sausage and being like, ooh, it's so girthy?
Yeah, whenever I go to the chippy and I'm like, ooh, it's a little intimidating girth-wise.
And the fish and chip guy's like, sorry, what?
He's like, can you please leave now? You've said that three times.
Girth, everybody!
Did you hear that? Girth! Okay, I'm gonna go, that's gotta be a vibrator?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that someone's had it turn up and they've like taken it out of the package and be like, oh my god!
I've forgotten.
What?
I've actually bought a tree stump and didn't realise it.
Oh dear. Is this a recipe for pork tenderloin in a slow cooker?
Yeah.
Or special delay condoms?
Oh god.
I went from a 2-minute wonder to a 45-minute session.
Oh my god, it's very good. That's very clever. I see what you've done. But I think that may be slow delay.
God damn it, Holly!
Sorry.
If only it was for the slow cooker and you'd be like, no way!
I'd be like, I was thinking...
Yeah, it's the session, isn't it? No one refers to cooking
and
as
also,
a session.
And also, 2 minutes pork tenderloin wouldn't be very nice.
No, they fried it. Shut up. Is this streaky bacon or anal lube?
Oh, God. Yes.
I'd love if I was showing you these and going, is this streaky bacon? Is it anal lube?
It's like, yeah, what people don't realise, this is generally just me and Kate questioning things. Just like,
yeah.
What? Which
what
one is this?
Bottle of mysterious liquid. Is it bacon?
I think it's bacon.
So, very thick. And a little chewy.
Oh, that's so nasty. Oh,
lube, chewy lube.
Ah,
oh. Anal lube.
Ah, oh. Okay, that's gotta be. Again, I wish it was the other way around, but it's gotta be bacon.
It is bacon.
Yeah. Oh my god. little chewy.
And this is the last one.
Okay.
Is this flavoured lube or gelatin? Which, may I remind you, is a pork product.
Oh, shit,
it's
yes.
It's tenuous, but
of course.
It is.
Okay, okay, I'm with you.
Just right and not too sticky.
What was the thing? It was gelatin or lube?
Flavoured lube or gelatin.
I'm going to go flavoured lube.
It was lube!
Yay!
I don't know how many you got right, but you did pretty well.
Thank you.
I mean, they were quite obvious, most of them.
Some of them were genuinely quite difficult.
Yeah, I mean, the succulents one and the sausage you got wrong.
Yeah, the
you
sausage.
You thought the right proper sausage was just a penis.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
A right proper sausage.
A right proper sausage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they were just talking about a sausage.
Oh.
So that was Pigs or Sex.
That was amazing.
Look forward to the upcoming game show.
Yeah,
which is also called Pigs or Sex.
It will be on Challenge TV at 1 a.m.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah. And my first guest is going to be David Cameron.
Yes.
And he'll get all the questions wrong because, let's face it, he doesn't really know.
Topical.
Topical lols. So yeah, that was fun. All of our best challenges were always just ones.
Yeah, I love how it's got to the point. At first, you're like, "Oh, my family don't listen to this." They tried and they were like, "It's just you talking," and they were like, "Yeah." Your family do listen to this.
They do
because you have a lovely family.
Well, and they're not going to like me for much longer.
I love how it started with just, "Oh, my family watching this. I don't know. I'm listening to this. I don't know." And now it's just, "Well, they've already listened to me talk about sex
is
dungeons.
Is it Satan or is it a butt plug?"
Grandma, can you tell me?
Oh God. I think she has listened to some episodes.
Oh God, I'm so sorry, Grandma Grey.
Grandma Cook, actually.
Sorry, I assumed Grandma Cook. Which is the one that likes to watch wrestling on silence?
That's Grandma Grey.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I do enjoy that.
Oh yeah. Oh dear.
Right, shall we do a couple of questions?
Do we have some?
I remember to ask.
You're the best.
There's only a couple because, again, I keep on forgetting, but
I didn't mention it, so
yeah, it's fine, it's all good. Okay, right, let me just get some up.
Okay, this has been a probably pig themed episode. I mean, we screamed pork sword at the start, in case you were wondering what that weird noise was. Pork sword.
We really like fiddling with the effects button on Audacity.
Yeah, you know, like kids in their music lesson when they have a keyboard, they're like, DJ! DJ!
Or they just play the Star Wars theme tune over and over again. That's pretty much just us on Audacity.
Yeah, it's got loads of cool tools and it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Luke Sam Hayes asked, have either of you ever seen a ghost or UFO or other spooky thing?
So my friend said her house was haunted.
Yeah.
She had this big, big house, and it was apparently haunted. Now, I never saw anything.
Yeah, I had a friend who said her house was haunted. I never saw anything either. But it did look like the kind of house that would be haunted.
See, my friends didn't. It was kind of like a Spanish villa.
Oh.
Those don't tend to be haunted, I don't think.
I don't know. Was it in Spain during the...
No,
it was
in Ashby de la Zouche.
Oh, what?
It's a place in Leicestershire.
That is not a place.
It is. Or is it in Nottinghamshire? It's in the Midlands. And it's haunted.
De la Zouche.
Ashby de la Zouche. It sounds good, doesn't it? Alan Partridge voice,
it does.
It?
It's meant to be said in Alan Partridge voice. It was born for it.
It was.
I had a friend who lived out in the countryside, and I remember seeing weird. We were out, like, she had a garden, the bottom of the garden, it was just fields for ages. Mm-hmm. She lived next to a big farm. And so we were just looking out one time and we saw these weird lights in the sky. And I still can't quite explain what they are. I'm not gonna go kind of full on crazy and go, I saw UFOs! But her dad was a bit of a eccentric.
Yeah.
And so he was like, don't tell anybody you see these lights.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I was like, okay. There was probably like, you know, helicopters or something. But I remember at the time, it was weird.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Wait.
Oh.
Ooh. Was it aliens though?
Yes.
This is a really long one. I wanted to get to the whistles. Oh my God, hurry up!
Version.
Yeah. Why did I do the whistle?
Okay, you've got to just find the... Here. Oh!
Aliens! Scully.
Mulder, we've got an X-File.
Shit! Get in the X-Files mobile. Anyway, that's the X-Files.
Oh, what?
I broke it! That was great. I was worried I wasn't going to get that up in time, but I did.
That was good. Okay. Also, there was a room that our school was haunted, like my primary school. It was like a big old Victorian building, and okay. It was like everything. I think it was originally a home, then it was a hospital.
Okay.
Then it was basically all the things that are stereotypically.
And then it was an orphanage.
Yeah. And then it was a morgue.
And then it was a crazy people home.
Yeah. But yeah, I never saw anything.
I did once go to a Halloween party that was in an abandoned mental asylum.
That's terrifying.
With like the beds all had chains on them.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my friend had sex in a log cabin.
What?
Not a log
what?
Cabin. Like a cupboard for logs. That's not really a log cabin.
No, that's not a log cabin at all.
Anyway,
this is a cupboard.
There was a mattress in there, and she just took that to mean this is for boning.
Yeah.
And then she did.
Fair enough.
The end.
I once, my old, I'm going to let you into a secret here of how Ooh. Cool I was at school.
Yeah.
Basically, to help my CV.
Okay.
During A-levels. Yeah. I was head of...
A paranormal investigator?
Oh, I wish. I wish. I walked around and went, have you seen aliens? They went, no. I was like, okay, I'll go in.
I'll go get paid by the FBI.
Yeah, then. Bye. Basically, I was head of the Archivist Society.
Oh, you nerd.
Yeah, well, I needed something for a CV to do history. And there's not like many, you know, it's not like I helped out the St. John's Ambulance. That's relevant to history.
Yeah.
So I was head, because my school was quite old, so they had archives and stuff. So I was helping that. And then our school was building a new primary school.
Yeah.
On the grounds of an old mental asylum.
Oh no.
So I had to go through and research this old mental asylum because they wanted to like preserve the kind of history of the place
okay.
and its role and things like that.
Oh.
It was terrifying. Mm. Luckily I never had to go to the site because it was too dangerous for people to go in because it was all broken down and stuff. But I interviewed a couple of people who used to work there and one of the doctors that used to be there.
Oh.
And like I had to go through all these terrifying old photos of like, you know, kind of Victorian photos of blurred people in wheelchairs and things like that. And I was like, this is really scary.
So what exactly did your job entail? Did you just have to write down, like, today I saw a photograph and it was really creepy?
No, I had to just make sure that, like, say if there were, like, old photographs, I had to put them in acid-free, you know, plastic and cardboard and made sure they were stored in a place where they wouldn't get damaged and
organised. So you laminated creepy photos.
Pretty much. I laminated and organised creepy photos.
Awesome. How did you like file them? Were they like, A is for ah, B is for
boo,
G is for ghost,
yeah.
S is for scary.
Well, one thing I did find, because my grandma went to the same school as I did.
Okay.
And basically, she was meant to be a bit of a rebellious student.
Oh.
So I tried to look in the archives to try and look her up.
Yeah.
But all the girls, there was like a girls and a boys school, and all the girls school archives had been like, from the year she was there, were lost in a fire.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, what? I was like, my grandma burnt down the archives.
You should go and talk to her and be like,
oh, she died.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, she's a ghost.
I should do a seance and ask her if she burnt the archives.
She'd be like, Holly,
she'd be like,
I have things to do.
It's like, of all the things you could ask me, are you really asking me about that?
Yes, yes. I did. Can I go now?
I am a serious archivist. Please. Grandma.
There's a gap in the files, Grandma.
God damn it, I need to know what happened between 1933 and 1939.
That's basically what seances are for. They're just people who are very fastidious about archives.
About records, and I need to get it alphabetized, and it's not in chronological order, and my God, it's not working out.
Me and my friends were once very obsessed with Ouija boards when we were about 13.
I've never done them because I'd get too scared.
They are very scary.
Yeah.
We used to get so freaked out.
Yeah,
like,
that's
one of my friends was like, my dad at school, he used a Ouija board. But then a wine glass got smashed and a man got stabbed in the neck with the shard. And I was like, ah! And then we got really freaked out because the Ouija board was in a room with wine glasses. We were like, it's going to happen to us.
Wait, what? What kind of, what, was it a sommelier that just wanted revenge on the dead?
Maybe. But we played it? I don't know. We
it is technically a game because you can't say
I noticed in Until Dawn there's a bit where they have a Ouija board, but you can't call it a Ouija board because that's a patented brand name. What? You have to call it like a no spiritual connector game.
To be fair, I know we weren't using the
branded
one.
I think it generally is owned by something like Mattel.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm going to have to look this up. It's quite interesting. Carry on.
We sometimes used an official one because my friend, for whatever reason, had one.
Of course.
When we were at school,
we
decided we wanted to try it at school, so we hid under the stairs and one of my friends had bought... You know those really big Lego boards? Like the big grey ones that you're meant to put loads of stuff on.
Hasbro! So, that was it.
That's cool.
Isn't it cool?
But yeah, we turned one of those upside down, so it was the flat bit, and we wrote all the letters on it, and we used that. And like, it's not ideal, because the wine glass goes all bumpy.
Yeah, it's not a very smooth thing for the ghost to get to, really.
We got in a lot of trouble for doing that. But there was a girl that we would... talking to.
Yeah.
Who was called like Emma. One of my friends was called Emma. So it's probably just us being like, oh, Emma, that's a name.
That's a name we know.
Oh shit. And the other girl was called like
Rabies.
It was something like Reagan, because my other friend was called Reagan.
Oh my god.
Slightly different to Reagan.
I think I might see what's happening here.
She was called like Rago or something. Like we'd been like spelling out Reagan and then been like, no, this is stupid. Rago.
Oh my
god, it's a different name. And they told us this like really horrible, horrible story.
Wait, when you're saying they told us the story.
I mean the ghosts.
Yeah, but how long did you do this for?
We used to do it like twice a week.
What?
For quite some time.
What?
Yeah. Because, you know, 13-year-olds, we wanted to have fun and there was, like, no Costa in town at the time and the McDonald's was gross. So there was nothing to do when you're too young to drink. Though we did.
Jesus Christ.
But not much because, you know, we didn't actually like it.
Did you drink and then do...
pretty much. But yeah, and then we went to this... This girl we were talking to was like, you should visit my grave. And we went to the graveyard. And
what?
She wasn't there, obviously.
But like, I'm genuinely surprised at like how far this went.
We did it for quite some time, yeah. I mean, it was, our time was split between that and spin the bottle.
Nice.
And once we tried to make my friend get possessed. The girl on the Ouija board was like, oh, if one of you passes out, I can possess you.
But doesn't this, okay, right, because it spells out one letter at a time.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I
this must
remember.
Have taken a while.
It also has yes and no, so you can just ask.
Okay.
So yeah, she was like, "Oh yeah, I can possess you." So we turned one of my friends upside down. We were like, "Hold your breath."
What?
I know. We were really stupid children. Please don't try this at home.
Oh, stop. Sorry, carry on.
And what else did we do? Sometimes when you're doing the Ouija board, because obviously it's your own fingers doing it. It'll just start spinning in a circle, and that's meant to be when the ghost is really angry. So we used to get really freaked out and run away.
Aww.
I know. It's so cute.
Oh my god. See, I never would have even had the nerve to do it in the first place.
Yeah. It's like that was...
I don't think I would do it now, even though I know it's not real. I'm just such a wimp.
Isn't there that, like, Charlie thing that everyone's doing now?
What?
It's like you put a pencil in the middle of a thing and then it can tell you yes or no.
Oh.
It's magical ghost stuff.
Or is it?
It's...
Gravity.
Just gravity. But, you know, woo! Gravity! But at the time it feels kind of naughty.
Yeah, I guess it's like, oh, this is forbidden and dangerous.
Not supposed to talk to ghosts.
Yeah.
They're bad.
They deliberately said at school, no more Ouija boards. Because we kept on breaking wine glasses.
Whoa. Yeah, anyway, what are the questions?
Okay, let's just have one more because we're almost at the end. Okay. Definitely not because we have one of my questions because I left it quite late. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favourite character to play in Smash Bros? This is Harry...
Pamela. Just say it fast enough that you can't get it wrong. Pamela.
Harry Pamela. Okay. Mine is Dr. Mario because fun, smiley face. Love the show. Thanks, Harry.
Oh,
he actually said that. That's not just me.
I think the show is the best show that ever happened.
Oh, Harry. No. I can't say, Holly, you're so beautiful. I'm just oh,
Holly.
No.
Anyway, I don't play Smash Bros.
What?
I pick Zelda because I like her dress.
That's true.
That's true. That is true.
That is true. I play as Kirby because I just spam the down and B move where he turns into a block or something. I just
actually, that is quite fun.
It's a good move.
I went into HMV the other day.
Yeah.
I went into the game section, mm-hmm. even though they never have anything I want.
Yeah.
And I was eavesdropping on these kids who were probably about 13 talking mm-hmm. about games. And, oh, they were saying everything wrong. And it was so interesting. They were like, oh, yeah, Dying Light's meant to be really good. There's a new one coming out, you know? And I was like, no, there's not. It's not a new Dying Light. It came out like 3 months ago or maybe longer than that because I definitely reviewed it more than 6 months ago. But, you know, it's not a new one, idiot.
Did you go along and just school them and go, hey, kids?
No, I then stood next to the Amiibo section with Joe and mm-hmm. started being really stupid. I was like, oh, look, it's Metal Knight and Kerbo. You love Kerbo. And Joe was like, stop it.
I do enjoy... Me and my boyfriend always called Toad Todd. It's like, it's Todd.
Oh, look, it's Todd.
It's Todd.
It's a Todd. Oh, good times. I like pretending I'm really stupid about games.
See, I don't have to pretend because people assume it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you've got loads of Amiibos. You've got Yosho.
Yeah.
You've got Pikachu.
Oh, I love Pikachu.
You've got Seamus.
I've got the squad. Yeah. Seamus?
Seamus.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what?
You know Seamus from Seamus. Metalroids.
Metalroid Seamus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, you've got Zelda from Legend of Zelda. Zelda, the green guy.
Yeah, the green guy. The guy with the green suit. He's cool. That's Zelda. Right, I also, we need to end soon, but I just want to point one thing out. We'll talk about it more in the next episode.
Okay.
That Story of Seasons is coming to the UK! I'm sorry, because I saw it, I went to Nintendo World in New York, which was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I got so much tat, but yeah. And then I saw it and I was like, God damn it, you know, area restrictions. And then the next day, it got announced and I'm so happy, but we'll talk about that next time.
I'm pretty sure it's just because of us and maybe two other people we know. I don't know anyone else who cares.
No, I feel like, oh my God, there's at least four people that want it.
I mean, it better be good now. With the amount of hype
that
we've given it, it better be good. Yeah. Or I'm gonna... Angrily.
I'm gonna not... Actually, no, I will look after the animals because I get sad.
Oh, I'm gonna not feed my goat.
Oh, I'm gonna not give the guy I like an egg every day.
Yeah, take that, system.
Yeah. But anyway, we will talk about them more next time because we're at an hour and we need to go.
We're so precise.
Yep. Okay, right. Remember to follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at Hannah Tadra.
And follow us at Toku_podcast. Toku Podcast on Instagram. Toku Podcast on Tumblr. And
Toku Podcast on Acast.
Yes, Acast. Remember, we're on Acast, SoundCloud, and iTunes, although we're not on SoundCloud at the moment because of annoying technical reasons, but
we
should be on again.
Understand.
Yes, but if you want to listen to us and you don't have iTunes, I don't know why I'm saying this on the podcast, because you are listening to us.
Yes. Helpful.
Yeah, listen to us on Acast because
also,
that works well.
Give us a review.
Yes.
Please give us a review.
Rate and review us.
We're so nice.
Share, tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
Spread the pork and sex.
Pigs and sex.
Sorry, pigs and sex.
Pigs and sex.
Sorry.
And we will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.